Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to Fresh Fire Friday, our last Friday of the month. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to celebrate in the name of Jesus on this, our last Friday. And in the midst of the last Friday, God has moved and increased and it's going into a new month. And we're going to share that information with you in a little while longer. Amen. But we'd like to welcome all our listeners, all our supporters, everyone who's in the airways, where you might be in your car, in the gym, in the kitchen, cooking. Wherever you may be, we send the love of the Lord with you from MCI Ministry Radio. Amen. Let's start with a prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just so happy. I'm just rejoicing. It's just feel like a breakthrough is about to happen. I don't know about you, but I feel a breakthrough in the atmosphere. Amen. I feel a breakthrough. And if God has did anything for you or brung you from anything, you should be giving him a praise. So tonight we're going to do something different. Every last Friday of the month, we're going to pick an artist. So please send your emails, send your texts, or however we send them. Send the emails to mciministry222@yahoo.com. If I'm incorrect, please, I'll get the information to you. I'll get with the producer as soon as possible. I think that's the correct email. But please send us your emails, your prayer requests, your questions, your anything that we can assist you with. With the love of the Lord, we're here for you. Amen. Glory to God. With that being said, let's do something.
I was just sitting over there thinking, looking over my life, and you've been so good to me. When I was down, down to my last time, you made a way for me every time. Yeah. My God is He, strong and mighty, oh, mighty in battle, strength that's enduring throughout eternity.
I would. life as a believer. When you're going to question if God is really on your side. And the reason why you're questioning it is because of the simple fact it seems like the devil is hitting you with everything that he can possibly throw at you. But you need to understand something, beloved. You need to remember that the only reason why you're in that position now is because God had ordered your steps. And the only reason why the devil is hitting you like he's hitting you is because he has literally peeked into your future. And he sees what God's about to bring you into. That's why you can't depend on nothing but the word of God.
Anybody out there to believe Is there anybody out there believe that he's your way maker, that he's your provider, that he's your protector, that he is the Alpha and Omega, that he is the way, the truth, and the life? Is there anybody out there who believes? See, I believe. That is why we labor and strive, because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, and especially of those of us who do what? Believe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the word, y'all.
The Bible declares in Luke 10 and 19, it says, "Behold, I've given you power to tread upon serpents and upon scorpions, and upon all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Understand, that's what he gave you.
Power.
Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power. Power.
There's no one else to turn to, Lord, but you. You're the only answer to the situation. We've got nothing to do. So Master, would you please come down and give us a helping hand? Oh, there's a whole lot of people going hungry. They can get nothing to eat. Oh my. There's a whole lot of people going naked, naked. They don't even have shoes to put on their feet. So Master, won't you please hand, Lord, we need you. Lord, we need you right now. Right now, right now, Lord, there we need you. We need you now. Oh, we need you.
Right now, Lord, right this second, right this minute, 7:33 p.m. Friday evening. We need you, Lord. And I thank God, because when you tell the Lord you need him and you ask the Lord for whatever you ask you for and cry out for the Lord for your needs, we got to get to the place where we understand that the way God sent our needs might not be the way that we're expecting them. Yes, because we need a certain thing. Sometimes, listen, the most important way that our needs is going to be met today is by the word. It's through the word. And God is setting us up, and he is setting people up, and he's arranging people and putting people in order and putting people in places to do just that. All parts is to participate and reach out to those that God has put in place and put in order to do the teaching and the preaching and the singing and the evangelizing and the missionaries and all those people, the deacons and all those people that God has put in place. We have to get to a place to get back into the setting of the church and let the church do what the church trying to, that God has ordained the church to do, so we won't be in the way. But we will get what we need, amen? And saying all that, I just know that God is moving even on MCI Ministry Radio, because he has set an order for this radio station, amen? And the order is on Sundays. Apostle Callie McNeil, she will be coming every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, Mount Carmel International Church Ministry. She comes on, she gives the word, she teach, preach, sings, praise, scream, hallelujah, glory to God, whatever God has assigned her to do, she does, amen? And starting next month, backed by popular demand of Christ Jesus, Monday nights, your Fix at 6, your very own Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil shall return to give you your fix on that evening. Amen. Glory to God. Tuesday, no one other than the champion of gospel, the champion of the word, the champion of teaching, Bishop Thurman Butler of Undisputed Truth Ministries. Amen. Oh, don't worry about it. We're not going to let you tie out. We're not going to let you get worn down with the word. We're not going to let you get beat up with the word, because on Wednesdays, we got our weekly word workout with Lady T. Yes, Miss Lady T. Lady Thelma Monroe Butler of also. Amen. God is putting up a platform of MCI Ministry Radio. Listen, get on board now. Get on the anointed train. Get on the anointed train. I'm here to tell you, Fridays, Fresh Fire Friday, your host, Pastor Matthew McNeil, once again. And all services are 6 p.m. except the one on Sunday morning. Amen. And we're asking God to continue to give us laborers who wants to do the work for the building of the kingdom of God. So that is our format. If you have it, please share it with someone else. Please reach out to someone who don't know, somebody who might need to know, somebody who want to know. Don't try to be greedy and keep it all for yourself. We're going to have a good time in the gospel. Amen. Glory to God.
Until I found you every day, I wasn't all that I could be until you shouted me. 'Cause I welcome you into my life, it's never been the same. My healing, joy, and peace, and victory, you give me your name. You're my prosperity. You paid the price that I might have a life abundantly. In a cloud of despair, I always know that you're there. You never ever left me alone anywhere. You're always there.
Never
left me. You're my comforter.
You love me. rolling with the dream team, baby. Yeah. Come on.
What you saying?
Here's the
spot.
For you, amen. And I know we're doing our featured artist, Mr. Marvin Sapp, Pastor Marvin Sapp, but I have a special surprise. I just believe in the Lord touches us in a certain kind of way. And even though we have our featured artist, I just want to take this opportunity to allow something to minister to us so we never forget the goodness of the Lord. Like, the goodness of the Lord and souls are the important ingredients to me. Never forgetting those that are still lost, sick, and suffering, and those who don't know Christ, and getting as close as possible to Christ as we can get. Those are two very important ingredients to me. And throughout the week, I've been getting various information, but I listened to something one day, and I wanted to share it with the audience. And email me back and tell me what you may think about this song. But I want to just share it with the audience. Amen.
Thank you.
So true, so true, so true. Hallelujah. Daddy, we want more of you. We need more of you. Fill us up, Father, with more of you and less of us. Hallelujah. Such an anointed song.
I will keep you in perfect peace. All of my
weight on me.
pressures in life, and so many reasons to throw in the towel. But when I feel like I'm losing this fight, consolation from heaven comes clearly to me to remind me, to remind
me
that nothing else matters than seeing you, Jesus, speaking the Master, the one who reigns over my life. Nothing else matters than seeing you, Jesus. Just to sit at your feet, hear your voice clearly speak, lift me out of sleep, for in you I'm complete. It reminds me that nothing else matters. Oh, nothing. And there's so many mountains discouraging you. Just don't focus on yesterday's loss. Consolation from heaven will come clearly to you. Consolation from the Father, it will come to you. Consolation from the Father, it will come to you to remind you, to remind you that nothing else matters than seeing you, Jesus, oh Lord, speaking the Master. Nothing else matters. Broken before you, I need to receive a presence from heaven, and I will not leave till you touch me. Oh Lord, I pray. I need you every day with all of my heart. I believe that you are all I ever wanted. You're all I ever need. Nothing else matters. Nothing else. You, Jesus, seeking the Master. Oh, the one who reigns over my life. Nothing else.
Nothing else matters. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I know we're getting short. It's almost that time. But before we go, I want to be able to give us our fresh Friday fruit. Amen. Glory to God. I'll be coming from the book of Matthew. Amen. Glory to God. Chapter 6. And I'm just going to read from verse 19 through 24. Nothing real deep. Amen. Glory to God. The word is the word. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moths and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moths nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be filled with light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Wow. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Amen. Glory to God. I just want to give us a little checkbook gut check. Amen. Because every man and woman wants to know that life matters to them, that he or she has invested himself or herself in something that will make a difference. And Jesus understood that need. That's why he urged every man and woman to invest his life in the kingdom of God. How can you know if you're doing that? Well, it's like this. Jesus gave a foolproof test. Pull out your checkbook. Pull out your checkbook. I'm just going to show you how Jesus did this test. Amen. Pull out your checkbook and look at where you spend your money. The Lord didn't pull any punches, because when he said that we spend our money on what's important to us, as your eye moves up and down your ledger of your checkbook, what do you see? If you really want to know where you spend your money, or if you really want your life to matter, then invest in God's kingdom. Give to your local church and to your other ministries that spread God's word and expands his kingdom. Make it a personal goal to review your checkbook every month to see where you're investing your resources, and make up in your mind today, this last day of the month of April 2021, that every month you will see evidence that you're investing in something that's eternal, something that will give you your life meaning. Invest in MCI Ministry Radio, your local church, someone somewhere that is giving you the word of God, that is feeding your spirit, that is strengthening your lifestyle, your Christian lifestyle, your new way of life. Amen. That has been our Friday fruit, and we're going to pray, and I have a song before we go. Amen. Father God, we thank you for what you allowed us to do today. We thank you for the sunshine that you gave us. We thank you for the wind and the cool breeze that you gave us. We thank you for the freedom to move around. We thank you to be able to praise you and worship you. We thank you that you allowed us to lift up hands and praise your name. We thank you that you kept us to see another day. We thank you that you gave us our health and strength. We thank you. We glorify you. We want to lift you up with our praise. We want to lift you up with our worship. We want to glorify you with our lifestyle. We want to glorify you with our works. We want to glorify you. We want to keep our relationship with you more than we keep any relationship at all. Father, we thank you, and we know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We know that you are our strength, our provider, our way maker, and we thank you. We thank you for giving your only begotten Son, who gave up his life so we can live and not die, but have everlasting life in the kingdom of God. We thank you, and we rejoice in your name. So, Lord, keep us. Put a hedge of protection around our homes, our children, our grandchildren, our family, our friends, our enemies. Peace to this world, God. Let your glory fall upon us, God. Refresh our minds. Refresh our spirit with more of you. Papa, we need more of you, Daddy. We prayed this prayer in Jesus' name, and we love you. And we say once again, thank you. Don't forget about your children, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Here's our song.
What about the children? How can they play? No place safe. It's gotta be a better way. People in the streets, no place to sleep, no food to eat. Oh,
as I look out the window, what do I see? I see poverty, people living in the street. How could this be? Whatever happened to humanity? Why can't we live in peace and harmony? It's such a sad reality. It's killing me.
What about the children? How can they play?
Oh my,
no place safe. It's gotta be a better
tell
way.
Tell me about the people. Talk about the people, yeah.
In the streets, no place to sleep, no food to eat.
Oh wow, wow, wow. What's the purpose of a war? To keep the rich separate from the poor. It's just a game, and it's a shame. Oh, oh. Missing father, he's not in the home. Little girl was made the child alone. Hear the baby crying through the night, because the mother's not doing right.
What about the children?
What about the children?
How can they play?
This has been Fresh Fire Friday from MCI Ministry Radio. God bless and good night.